This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, June 24th, 2016, Billy Joel gives a Billy Joel tribute band called Big Shot the thrill of a lifetime when he joins them on stage for three songs at Huntington, New York's intimate Paramount Theater. On this day in 2012, Billboard.com names Olivia Newton-John's 1982 hit Physical as the sexiest song of all time. Other classic rock songs that made the top 10 were Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, Donna Summer's Hot Stuff, and another Rod Stewart contribution, Do You Think I'm Sexy? On this day in 2002, Kiss auctions off memorabilia from their touring days. The items bring in $876,000 on the first day of the two-day event. On this day in 1977, Madison, Wisconsin Police Detective Bruce Fry witnesses one of the strangest events of his career when he sees Elvis Presley jump out of his limo and stop two teenagers who were beating up a younger boy at a local gas station. Elvis said, "I'll take you on." Fry remembers that. They looked at him and froze in mid-punch, and the victim ran into the gas station. The pair quickly apologizes, and Elvis gets back into his limo and head for his hotel near the Sheraton. On this day, in 1974, Capitol Records releases the two-disc LP Endless Summer, a collection of greatest hits by the Beach Boys. 4 months later, it will top the album charts in both the U.S. and Canada and return the group to a level of commercial success they had not known since the mid-1960s. On this day in 1967, Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale enters the Billboard Hot 100, where it will peak at number 5. The song was written by the band around a melody composed by the group's organist, Matthew Fisher, who was inspired by the chord progression of Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite in D, composed between 1725 and 1739. And on this day, June 24, 1964, a superstar starts a two-week stay at New York's Copacabana Club. A 70-foot billboard announcing the engagement is erected in Times Square. Who is he, and what is one of his most iconic songs? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 24th, 1964, a superstar starts a two-week stay at New York's Copacabana Club. A 70-foot billboard announcing the engagement is erected in Times Square. Here's the legendary Sam Cooke and Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two.
but me.